Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, USDA reported corn harvest at 68% complete, compared with 53% a week ago, 78% a year ago, and the 71.5% year average, the five-year average, rather. Soybeans, 83% complete, compared with 76% a week ago, the 91% from a year ago, and the five-year average of 85%. Winter wheat plantings on pace at 91% complete, and winter wheat emerged is 73% this past week, compared with 65% a week ago, and the 75% from last year, and the 76% five-year average. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today, but there are some weaker undertones seen after wholesale pork prices took a hit yesterday afternoon. Terminals are called mixed, tops from $42 to $45.50. Peoria called steady to strong today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, October 30th, negotiated swine purchases were $16,399. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54 to $66. The weighted average, $62.03, a gain of 31 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $41.71 to $52, and the weighted average was $49.55. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,809, the base price range, $55 to $65, the weighted average, $62.76, a gain of $1.40 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.25 to $52, and the weighted average was $47.43.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. I hope you enjoyed the warm weather yesterday.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's gone now, that's for sure. I'm looking at a map of temperature change across the Midwest, and this morning when I came in, our temperature was warmer compared to 24 hours earlier. Now we're 6 degrees colder than it was yesterday at this time. Chicago, 10 degrees colder. St. Louis, 12 degrees colder. And you go a little farther west, and the big drop, Des Moines, 21 degrees colder today than yesterday. And Kansas City, 26 degrees colder. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 23 degrees colder. Colder air coming in. Meanwhile, to the east, temperatures are warmer than they were yesterday at this time. So if you're listening in from parts of eastern and southern Indiana, you have a little bit of warmth left, but the colder air will be filtering in during the course of the afternoon. Now, as far as precipitation goes across the Midwest with this change to colder air, not a whole lot in most areas, although showers and actually a large area of rain started to develop ahead of the cold front last night. So some quarter to half inch rainfall amounts from southeastern Missouri across southern Illinois into portions of central and southern Indiana, and it looks like eastern Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and the Ohio Valley will get some rain today. Farther to the northwest, it's going to remain dry, not only today, but for the next several days. No significant precipitation is in the forecast through Sunday. So open weather will be occurring across much of the Midwest for some of that late harvest activity. Strong winds again today, this time out of the northwest, will make it a bit uncomfortable out there today, but will help to dry the fields off. And it looks like we're in for several days of chilly weather across Illinois and Indiana. We're looking at high temperatures as we get into the latter part of the week, only in the 40s north and central, and some 50s in southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana for high temperatures. Even today, highs will only be in the 40s across portions of northern and western Illinois. And you go northwest of there and 40s, if not upper 30s, for the upper Midwest today. And overnight low temperatures will get below freezing in most areas for several days in a row. So the cool weather will mean dry weather, and as far as moisture in the air, so that will probably help with the drying down of grain somewhat. The next weather system is expected to come in early next week. A big closed-off low in the upper atmosphere is forecast by the models to move into the Plain States and eventually eastward into the Midwest, so we could turn wet again as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That system will come after several days of dry weather, so I think a lot of harvest activity will take place. As far as the hard red winter wheat belt, this does promise to bring some rain Sunday into early next week for much of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, so that will be beneficial for crops before the crops go into dormancy for the winter. In South America, during the last 24 hours, rain was heavy across western sections of Brazil, including much of Mato Grosso and western portions of Mato Grosso do Sul, and also far western sections of Rio Grande do Sul got some significant rainfall. So planting has ended there, but the moisture will be beneficial. Dry weather occurred over the balance of the Brazilian bean belt as well as the Argentinian bean belt, so that's beneficial for planting there. But it does look like the rain will be spreading across much of the growing areas of Brazil during the next few days, so that means planting will become less favorable, but the moisture will be favorable for the crops already planted. And it looks like there will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in Argentina, but nothing big forecast there. Of course, they've had rain of late, so they need a little bit of dry weather to get into the fields. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 5.23 1/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 5. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5.02 1/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade down 6. March 5.20 1/2 unchanged. Last trade down 7 1/2. July 4.65 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 4. December corn opened at 3.29 1/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 5. March 3.42 1/2, down 1/2. Last trade down 5 1/4. July 3.54 3/4, down 1. Last trade down 5 1/2. Red line December 3.33 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 4. Nove beans open at 6.39, down 3/4. Last trade down 6 1/4. Next July 6.75, down 1/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. December soybean meal open at 191.60, unchanged. Last trade down 80. December soybean oil open at 27.38, up 11. Last trade down 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like we're headed for a hand-to-hand combat battle in the wheat pit over $5 today.
Right. And it, overnight, they were down below it. We'd been staying above that for quite a while, and it looks like maybe now it'll try to not be over that at the end of the day, and that will be a battle.
If we have under $5 on a settlement basis, what does that open to the downside in your mindset?
Oh, I think on the wheat, you're looking at 20 to 30 lower right away. But again, one day doesn't make a trend, so there might be a lot of people still ready to buy that. I think China selling wheat, though, helped with the idea that maybe we're a little overpriced right now again. But again, I don't know that one day is going to make the trend.
It's been a tale of two crops in the wheat. I wondered, though, today, at least in Chicago, whether new crop fares better on ideas that planting progress is behind in Ohio.
Well, Ohio isn't that big of a wheat state, so I would say no. You look out to the western states and to the others. Ohio does plant some wheat, but It's not the a major producer of it, so I would say no, that won't worry them too much because we've got huge acreages everywhere else planted.
Corn consolidating today?
Corn down today. Corn sales have been good this week, but after the huge run-up that we've made, a little just kind of tiredness and wearing out and toppiness, ready for them to back off some.
And it looked like overnight soybeans ran out of gas after a good day yesterday.
Soybeans also, after 2 days up in a row, ran out of gas, and they'd been helped drug up by the corn and the wheat. With the corn and the wheat down, we could see the beans also down.
Heavy deliveries against the November futures contract.
Right. Heavier than expected deliveries there. End of the month, the report next week is expected to have higher bean yields. All of those things weighing on the beans today.
And so the calls in corn and beans?
Calls in corn, 4 to 5 lower. Calls in beans, 4 to 6 lower.
Thanks much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is located in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.